The front cover, Insight, Spring 2022. Supporting the visually impaired, www.berkshirevision.org.uk, charity number 114-6413. What's inside? Page 2, our CEO update. 3, activities update. 4, the no jab long cane. 6, barriers are meant to be broken. 10, Berkshire Vision equipment and technology service. 12, fundraising. 14, volunteering, and much more.
CEO update. At the beginning of the year, it was fantastic to see our dual sensory loss group establishing themselves for people with all levels of sight and hearing loss, with a regular monthly meeting for a practical activity. So far, we've been bowling, baking, and had a sensory tour of Kew Gardens. One-to-one support is provided, so if you have hearing loss, do get in touch and come along to try it out. In 2021, we were fortunate to be able to hold our first Living Well with Sight Loss course virtually. But this spring, we'll finally be able to hold our first in-person course. Do contact the office if you or a loved one would like a place. At the end of March, we said goodbye to our Chair of Trustees, Greg Wilkinson, who's retiring after over 5 years in the role. Personally, I'll miss Greg, as he has always been a great support to me since I took on the role of CEO at the beginning of the pandemic, and his contribution to Berkshire Vision over the 5 years has been huge. Fortunately, he's not leaving us completely and will still be driving our minibuses, making sure everyone gets to take part in our activities programme. The change of chair has been planned for the last 12 months, with our deputy chair, Jane Vase, becoming our new chair of trustees from April. Many of you will have had the opportunity to meet Jane, as she is also a Berkshire Vision activities volunteer, telephone befriender and Living Well with Sight Loss trainer. So if you haven't already, do take the opportunity to say hello. Jane is a qualified optometrist and worked for Johnson & Johnson Vision Care for over 25 years. She's ideally positioned to work with us to take Berkshire Vision forward, and I'm very much looking forward to working with her.
Activities update.
It's been a busy few months here at Berkshire Vision. This winter, as the weather got colder, we have been exploring different indoor sports. These included dancing and ice skating. The ice skating coincided with the Winter Olympics, and most members took to the ice well. The same cannot be said for some of the Berkshire Vision staff members, who also gave it a go and ended up falling over. The remote programme has been running at full speed during winter, with the quiz growing in size and now taking place every week. Carl has also been sourcing new and interesting talks for everyone to enjoy from the comfort of their own home. The wine tasting is continuing to be a popular session, and there are additional tasting sessions being added on an ad hoc basis. We've received some more murder mystery scripts, so these will be returning soon. Whether you wish to play a character or just want to listen and guess who the murderer is, all are welcome. In December, we returned to Windsor Theatre for their pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk. All members in attendance enjoyed themselves and got fully immersed in all the theatrics, singing along and even being sprayed by a water pistol. The Spike comedy show at the Watermill Theatre in West Berkshire took place in March and was enjoyed by all. Finally, the activities team has a new member, Nigel. He will be assisting Hannah in organising and running the activities programme.
The No Jab Long Cane. Margaret Reeves is one of Berkshire Vision's longest standing members. Recently, she started using a No Jab Long Cane made by Ambutech. I met with Margaret to talk about her long cane and to find out more about her sight loss. Margaret was born with retinitis pigmentosa. More recently, she has been diagnosed with acute angle glaucoma and cataracts. Margaret attended a state school and it wasn't until she failed the 11 plus that the extent of her sight issues were identified. It was suggested that she attend a residential school for the blind, but her headmaster fought for her to stay, and with accommodations such as large print, extra time and a reader, she left school with 7 CSEs. It was at this point that she was introduced to Berkshire Vision, then known as Berkshire County Blind Society, and Margaret started to learn Braille. After she finished her CSEs, Margaret was registered blind and went to Bracknell College to learn audio typing. Margaret then went on to work at Norwich Union for 8.5 years, but as her sight got worse, she had to leave. Margaret was out of work for the next 3 years. She tried a rehabilitation centre run by the RNIB, but lasted one night and lost a lot of confidence. During this time, Margaret was attending craft activities at Berkshire Vision, and the then CEO suggested that she get in touch with Barclays, who were looking for a telephonist. Margaret got the job and worked at Barclays for 14 years. Barclays were able to make lots of adaptations for her and did everything they could to help her in her role as technology and working systems changed. In 2000, Margaret left Barclays on ill health retirement. Since retirement, Margaret has been very active in volunteering, including helping at Berkshire Vision, riding for the disabled, guide dogs, and helping to run social clubs for others living with sight loss. Canes. Margaret has always used a cane. She started with a cymbal cane and then moved on to a long cane, which she found hard work. Margaret was then lucky to have 2 guide dogs. She had Bree for 7.5 years and then Aisha, who is now retired. When Aisha retired, Margaret went back to using a long cane. One day while using the cane, a transit van was parked on the pavement. Margaret's cane got stuck under the vehicle and she smashed into it. Margaret phoned guide dogs to report the accident, and it was then that they suggested a new cane from America for her, the No Jab Long Cane. The No Jab Long Cane is a lot lighter than a standard cane. It has a built-in spring mechanism, so if it catches something, it bounces and no longer causes jolts. The revolutionary, shock-absorbing long cane is designed to eliminate the sharp jabs that can occur when cane tips get stuck, for example, in a drain while you're out and about. When the cane strikes a solid object, the handle gently recoils approximately 5 inches before automatically returning to its original position. This recoiling action absorbs about 80% of the shock, eliminating the sharp jab or gouge to your wrist or abdomen, but without taking away the sensitivity of the cane. Margaret loves her new cane and says it has made a huge difference. The No Jab Long Cane is available from RNIB for £56.99, excluding VAT. Barriers are made to be broken. Lisa Hendy is a keen runner and Berkshire Vision member who recently completed her 100th park run. She shares her story to show others that sport can be accessible to everyone. Lisa was born with Usher's syndrome, a rare genetic condition. She first noticed the symptoms around the age of 16 and was initially diagnosed as having retinitis pigmentosa. But it wasn't until 2014 that she was diagnosed with Usher's syndrome. Lisa has tunnel vision and wears hearing aids. She also has a guide dog. It was about 8 years ago that Lisa started to run. She had always been keen on sport and athletics and wanted to give it a try. She was unsure how to go about it as a visually impaired person and initially went out on her own, but found this to be a bit of a struggle. She felt that her sight loss was proving to be a barrier to her running. Then she found out about the Berkshire Vision Running Club and went to the sessions at Palmer Park Running Track. It was at these sessions that she learnt how to run with a guide, and her running came on leaps and bounds. coming to the running club and getting the support she needed to learn to run as a visually impaired person changed everything for Lisa. She says that without Berkshire Vision, she would not have been able to run. Since Lisa joined Berkshire Vision Running Club, she has completed 2.5 marathons and a triathlon and plans to run the Reading Half Marathon in April. This is something Lisa is particularly excited about. She is a Reading Football Club fan and is looking forward to crossing the finishing line in the stadium. Park Run. Around 3 years ago, Lisa started to go to Park Run. She has been keen for a while, but there was not one that she could easily get to. When Park Run started at Prospect Park, she decided to give it a go. Park Runs are free, weekly community events all around the world. Saturday morning events are 5K and take place in parks and open spaces. Park Run is a positive, welcoming and inclusive experience where there is no time limit and nobody finishes last. She contacted Park Run first to see if they would be able to provide her with a guide, and they were incredibly helpful. She has 4 different guides that she runs with, and even though it was delayed due to COVID, she has just completed her 100th park run. Lisa encourages everybody to give running or sport a try. She says, "Barriers are made to be broken. There's always a way through it." If you would like to find out more about the sporting activities that Berkshire Vision offer, please get in touch with us on 0118 987 2803. Boxed out information on Usher's syndrome. Usher's syndrome is the most common genetic cause of combined deafness and blindness. Usher's syndrome is a rare inherited condition passing from parents to children that impacts 3 major senses in the body: vision, hearing, and balance. There are 3 clinical types of Usher syndrome. Type 1 usually causes profound deafness at birth, vestibular balance dysfunction, and progressive vision loss. Type 2 usually causes moderate to severe hearing loss at birth and progressive vision loss. Type 3 usually causes later onset progressive hearing loss and progressive vision loss.
Children and young people. Our children, young people and their families have enjoyed a variety of activities and events during the winter. In December, we made aromatherapy gifts, winter crafts and peppermint creams, as well as spending time in the fresh air at Thames Valley Adventure Park. We also climbed at an indoor climbing centre, were scientists for a day at Science Oxford Centre, and cheered and booed at the Hexagon's Beauty and the Beast panto after enjoying a delicious buffet. In February half term, we enjoyed a touch tour and a specially adapted performance of The Dark by the Pute Etra Theatre Company at South Street Arts Centre. We also enjoyed fun, games and improvisation with Make Sense Theatre Company, and younger children and families enjoyed some lovely playtime at Swings and Smiles. Finally, some of our teens got to go on a try a train experience where they explored Reading Station and went on a short journey to Blackwater, helping to give them more confidence and independence as they get older. More events and activities are planned for the coming months. Please get in touch with me, Carol, on 0118 987 2803 if you would like to find out more. There is a photo of our children and young people who were given some lovely presents and vouchers via the Giving Tree in Reading and Wokingham. The photo of us at Science Oxford Centre. A photo of the Dark South Street Theatre. A photo of Try a Train experience, a photo of some winter crafts we made, and some photos of aromatherapy workshop that was run for us.
Berkshire Vision Equipment and Technology Service. I am so excited to introduce myself and the new equipment and technology service. I have been working hard to move the service into the digital sphere, putting in processes to enable us to provide our members with the most comprehensive support. My name is Justine, and I am the new equipment officer. I have a passion for solving problems, especially with technology. As the world around us moves more and more online, our service can help you make sense of it and build your confidence to use it as you choose. Our equipment service has experts on hand to show you all the options and help you make the perfect choice. You'll be given personalized advice based on your specific needs, whether it's a piece of technology or a simple aid to help you achieve an everyday task independently, such as reading your post. You'll have the opportunity to try different options out for yourself. Whatever your budget, I can work with you to find a solution and can help with applying for grants if you can't afford equipment you need. So do reach out to me for a chat about how I can help. Our aim is to help minimize the effect that your visual impairment has on your life so that you can live as actively and independently as possible. We are always looking for new equipment and have relationships with many suppliers, allowing us to offer a discounted price for our members. Through these relationships, we have an extensive range of low vision and everyday living equipment, including handheld and digital magnifiers, CCTV, text-to-speech, writing aids, kitchen equipment, talking clocks and watches, lighting, audio players, and bump-ons. If the item you require is not in stock, we will be more than happy to research to find competitive prices and specialist equipment to meet your needs. To complement our service, we offer one-to-one support through our tech buddies. Our very own technical superstar volunteers can assist with most technical support requests. Whether you need help with your phone, computer, or tablet, Berkshire Vision and our team of volunteers can support you to develop your skills and confidently interact with the online world. Tech Buddy support enables you to gain knowledge and independence, allowing you to connect with friends and family, complete your shopping online, learning how to use virtual meeting software, Zoom, Teams, Skype, etc., setting up internet and email, or training on how to use a piece of equipment. Events. We will soon be hosting a range of events focused on specific popular products. These will include products like Orcam and Onyx. Do come along to find out more, even if you've never heard of these products, as you may find they could just be what you need. We will also be dropping in on other activities to create awareness of all that is available. Please keep an eye on your activities calendars for more information. How-to guides. We are building up our database of how-to guides. These will be available in digital, large print, and audio formats. As you interact with the service, you will be offered these based on your specific requirements. If there are any specific guides you would like, please email us so we can add them to our list. If you would like to connect with the Equipment and Technology Service, please email us on resources@berkshirevision.org.uk or call the office.
Fundraising. There are lots of ways you can get involved in raising funds for us. Donations of any amount make a huge difference and allow us to carry on providing a wide range of support and services to people living with sight loss in Berkshire. Here are a few ways you could help. Sponsored activities. If you, a family member or friend, are taking part in a 10-kilometre, half-marathon, a walk, bike ride or similar, consider raising funds for us at the same time. You can set up a sponsorship link via our Just Giving page. We can even provide you with a T-shirt to run in. Fundraising events. If sports events are not your thing, you could host a fundraising event. These don't need to be big events. You could host a coffee morning, a cake sale, a quiz to raise funds for us. Get in touch with us to find out more. Other ways you can support us. Unitary Lottery. By playing the unitary lottery, you could be in with a chance of winning up to £25,000 every week, and you'll be supporting us. For every £1 you pay, 50p comes directly to us. Find out more on the website. Amazon Smile. Shop at smile.amazon.co.uk and select Berkshire Vision as your chosen charity, and Amazon will donate 0.5% of your eligible purchases to Berkshire Vision, and at no cost to you. So how does this work? Well, you visit smile.amazon.co.uk, and that's just like shopping on the regular Amazon site. Then sign in. You can use your existing Amazon credentials. If you don't have an account, you just create a new one. And then select Berkshire Vision as your chosen charity and start shopping.
Advertisement. Seeing Solutions. Helping you maintain your independence. Our phone number is 0115 981 6636. We have lots of products. You can request a catalogue and we offer free demonstrations. The new Luna 6, £550. Light, stylish and very versatile. The first electronic magnifier, light enough to be used with a handle. Folds up small with a 6-inch screen. Great at supermarkets, reading songbooks in church, etc. Pull out handle and tilt stand. Wireless charging for 5 hours or a 3-4 hour rechargeable battery. Magnification up to 19 times with multiple colour formats. Automatic focusing even at long distance. It comes with an optional desk stand at the cost of £99. The new Aries cost £1,495, a reading machine for non-technical people. Nothing complicated with large buttons. Automatically knows when something is put underneath it and reads it out. Reads letters, newspapers, magazines, packets, boxes, cans and bottles, etc. Different voices and languages. Pause, forward, backwards and spelling. The Mercury 10, £1,495. Magnifier with text-to-speech reading. The perfect all-rounder. Magnifier with automatic text-to-speech reading. Looks good. Gives up to 22 times magnification. Reads letters, newspapers, write, sew buttons on and lots more. Light and portable and folds up. 6 hours use on one charge with a 3 hour charge time. Natural colour and false colours. Our contact details are as follows. Seeing Solutions. Telephone 0115 981 6636. Email info@seeingsolutions. Website www.pamtrad.co.uk. That's www.pamtrad.co.uk.
Volunteering. Did you know? We love it when our members get involved with volunteering, especially when they volunteer with Berkshire Vision. We are lucky enough to have a wide range of visually impaired volunteers. We also have some members who volunteer in our clubs, virtual activities, as telephone befrienders and as tech buddies. Each one is an important member of our volunteer team, helping us to deliver our services. Have you thought about how you could benefit from volunteering? Gain confidence. Volunteering can help you gain confidence by giving you the chance to try something new and build a real sense of achievement. Make a difference. volunteering can have a real and valuable positive effect on people, their communities, and society in general. Meet people. Volunteering can help you meet different kinds of people and make new friends. Be part of a community. Volunteering can help you feel part of something outside of your friends and family. Learn new skills. Volunteering can help you learn new skills, gain experience, and sometimes even qualifications. Take on a challenge. Through volunteering, you can challenge yourself to try something different, achieve personal goals, practice using your skills, and discover hidden talents. Have fun. Most volunteers have a great time, regardless of why they do it. Jill and Kerry in our volunteer team will happily chat to you. If you are thinking of volunteering, or if you prefer to volunteer for a different organisation, they can point you in the right direction to start that journey too. Please get in touch with us on 01189 872803 to find out more.
Campaigns. Living Streets Pavement Parking Campaign. We all know that vehicles parked on the pavement can cause obstruction and inhibit the independence of many people, including those with a visual impairment. Living Streets have set up a campaign page on their website full of useful information on how you can contact your MP to encourage them to support a ban on pavement parking. Full details can be found at the Living Streets website, www.livingstreets.org.uk. RNIB Voting Campaign. The right to vote independently and in secret is a cornerstone of our democracy. Yet blind and partially sighted people continue to face unacceptable barriers to exercising this fundamental right. You can get involved in RNIB's work to make voting accessible, including signing their petition against the election bill. Full details of the RNIB Blind Voters Count campaign can be found at www.rnib.org.uk/campaigning. Berkshire Sight Loss Council. Do you ever feel you need support when trying to tackle an issue involving your sight loss with a service provider or business? Have you heard of sight loss councils? Sight loss councils are funded by the Thomas Pocklington Trust and are made up of around 10 to 12 visually impaired members who meet monthly to discuss accessibility issues and plan projects in their area, which come under one of the following six priority themes: education, employment, health, technology, transport, and sport. Some Berkshire Vision members are looking into setting up a sight loss council in Berkshire. If you would be interested in finding out more about the development, please email them at berkshiresightlosscouncil@gmail.com. That's berkshiresightlosscouncil@gmail.com. Or phone 07714 318 539 and either Jenny, Margaret or Stuart will get back to you. If there is enough interest in furthering this, they will contact the Thomas Pocklington Trust for their leadership with this.
Get in touch. Supporting the visually impaired. Please get in touch if you have any stories, experiences or recommendations to share with other members of Berkshire Vision. Marketing and Communications Officer Claire would love to hear from you. Her telephone number is 0118 987 2803. Or you can email Claire, that's C-L-A-R-E, claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk. Let me just spell Claire Matthews again. claire.matthews. Claire Matthews. If you'd like to receive your Insight magazine in a different format in the future, just let us know. Insight is available in large print, on email or audio, and there it can be USB, CD or email. Again, contact Claire Matthews at berkshirevision.org.uk for more information. That's claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk. Berkshire Vision's at Middleton House, 5 Early Road, Reading, Berkshire, RG1 5LR. The general telephone number is 0118 987 2803. The email is info@berkshirevision.org.uk. The website, www.berkshirevision.org.uk. Charity number, 114-6413. On Facebook, www.facebook.com/Berkshire Vision. Twitter, @Berkshire Vision. LinkedIn, www.linkedin.com/company/Berkshire Vision. Instagram, @Berkshire Vision.